Episode 3142, Stay in the Know.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous holiday weekend for those of you here in the U.S. I know, I can't believe it. Can you believe we are in September? I mean, wasn't I just recording an episode and we were having a chat like January of 2022? And now we're looking, yeah, you heard the date right. But now we're into September of 2023. Where does time go? Well, take a big, deep breath because you're in for an incredible ride. It's Relationship Builders. And the most important relationship that you have within your four walls is your marriage. It's time to stay in the know. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Woo! All right, can I just say it has been a long week, and I am so glad for a longer weekend. Isn't it wonderful? And I hope that this weekend, if you're listening to this during the Labor Day holiday or any other day, but specifically on a longer weekend, that you will take time and spend time with the one you're sleeping next to. Because we take them for granted way too often. We take our husbands for granted. We take our wives for granted. And we need to stop it. I'm just being honest. Because what's happening is we are ruining this whole dream that we had. And we can have this incredible relationship. But we really, honestly, we put it on the back burner because we don't make it a priority. And if we do make it a priority, it's that we're yelling at each other because I want to be right. Or no, is it my way better? You know, it's either my way or the highway. Then you throw into the mix technology. Now, while technology enhances our lives in countless ways, it can also create distance and disconnection in marriage. So how do you strengthen your marital bond in a digital age? I mean, how do you do it? Well, you got to stay in the know. And when you think about how fast-paced our world is getting, it's getting even faster with technology, except I still think I can do it faster than a computer. I'm like, seriously, shouldn't it already be up already? And I don't care. I mean, I don't have like a cheap computer, but I don't have like a real expensive computer, but it still takes a long time. I'm like, just get me a book. I can look it up much faster. For the most part, if I know the book, I really can. And there are sometimes I can find the answer faster than a computer can spit it out to me. And with AI, well, that's for a whole nother episode. But it's easy for us as couples, right, to get caught up in the distractions and the allure of technology, right? It's like that shiny diamond. And it's like, oh, I just got to watch that. Oh, I just got to, you know, what does this look like? And it's all about chasing the squirrel, the shiny new objects. Yeah, they may be pretty initially from far away, but then you get to them and like, oh my gosh, it's just a nut. Are you serious? Yeah, that's what squirrels go after, are nuts, not diamonds. And so it's crucial for us as married women, and if you're a married husband, awesome, married males, I guess I'd be married guy, either way, when you're looking at your relationship, are you doing what it takes to get closer together? Or is there friction, not just because you're mad at each other? I'm not saying you had a heated disagreement. I mean, those are going to happen, right? That's just part of life. And if they're not happening, then we definitely need to talk. And they may not be heated, but you're going to disagree. You just will. You're a human being, and so is your spouse. So there's going to be disagreements. If you're not, there is concern because something else is happening. And I mean that sincerely, but we'll leave that for another episode. But when you look at what you're doing in life, going, okay, how can I sit here and draw myself closer to my spouse when I feel like everything that's happening in the world is drawing us further apart? So I want to look at three ways we can stay in the know. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stay in the know. And what I mean by that is, yeah, you got to know what you got to know, because if you don't know what you know, guess what? You're not going to know. And you are going to be blindsided, and you're going to be like, I never saw this. And it's not like you want to be blindsided, but it's going to happen. And so you have got to be aware, hyper aware of what your spouse is doing. And in order to really understand and create this landscape of coming together, you've got to spend time together without technology, okay? You spending time together with you both sitting on the couch, that's great. You curled up, oh, great. Fireplace is going, oh, beautiful. That's wonderful. Are you having conversation? Or are you on your phones or your tablets and you're literally scrolling through? Hey, I am not on social media. Why? Because I can get sucked in just like anybody else does. And I've watched my husband and it drives me batty. I'm just being honest. It does. So number one, establish screen-free time. You have got to spend time together where you are not, you know, just kind of like hanging out with the screen. You know, if you're hanging out with the screen, why hang out with each other? I mean, think about that seriously. Because you're not communicating. You might as well be in different rooms. You might as well be doing different things. I've got a girlfriend who says, oh yeah, my husband wants me next to me, but all he is on his screen, or he's watching, you know, a video or whatever, and he doesn't communicate. There's like no talking. There's no interaction. It's just, and that's it. And then I'm leaning next to him and I'm just getting jostled around, right? I mean, that's what she's telling me. That's kind of a fact, isn't it? So you've got to really establish some screen-free time during the week, at night especially. Now, I'm not saying you can't use your technology. I love my technology as much as you do. I mean, that's what brings us together. But if you're not doing something to keep together, what's going to happen? John and Sarah instituted a daily evening walk without their phones because they found that in order to reconnect, they really did need to not mess with their phones. And so on the walk, they would talk about their day and enjoy quality time together. Can you do that? Can you make time to walk? Now, my husband, I'm just being real with you. He doesn't like to go outside. He doesn't. He's like, I want to be in a climate control room. Drives me crazy. I'm the beach girl. I'm outside. I'm okay if I'm a little sweaty. Doesn't bother me one bit. But he's like, no, I need climate control. I want to be clean. Like, he'll swim in the ocean, but he doesn't want his feet in the sand. Well, how in the heck are you going to get to the ocean without putting your feet in the sand, right? Okay, so those are my quirks that I have to deal with. And yeah, I call them quirks because otherwise I'd be mad at him all the time. But in all of that, I still have to find some screen-free time with him. And we do it, not always well, but usually it's before we go to bed. Sometimes during a football game. So football season's up, so maybe I'll have more attention because we'll have conversation, not just about the football game, but around other things. So maybe for you, it's you turn on a movie that you're really not interested in watching. And maybe your spouse isn't either, so you can have some conversation and not really pay attention to it, right? Maybe when you are having an intimate dinner, and when I say that, I mean, you could have the kids in bed and you decide to eat late. I wouldn't recommend doing it all the time. Not good for the body, but that too is for another episode. But you can sit down and you can have this sweet little candlelight and you can have something just oh so simple. I mean, yeah, who cares if it's Hamburger Helper or Kraft macaroni and cheese. And no, neither of these are sponsors of this episode. But you know what? My husband, you want a little insight here? He proposed to me over Hamburger Helper. Uh-huh. I'll just leave it at that. It was delicious, by the way. He actually did make it, which is amazing because he doesn't cook well. He cooks TV dinners and mean TV dinner, but not anything else. Now, I say all of this because we got married and we were dating at a time that we didn't have all this crazy computer jargon stuff. We still had to go to the library and search for things. We still had to check out books. I know I'm ancient. I get it. I'm a dinosaur. Hear me roar. But when I look at all of this, right, I much rather have that free time with no screen than all the screens and no time with my husband. What about you? Number two, create a shared hobby or activities. You have got to engage together. So maybe it's going to Topgolf. Have you ever gone there before? Again, they're not a sponsor of this episode, But it's a great thing, just the two of you. And if you look on their website, you don't have to break the bank. You can actually go on days that are like half price. So search it out. Maybe it's to go to the zoo. The fall is happening around the corner. I mean, it's not real cool yet, not least not for us. We're in the South. But when it does get a little bit cooler, find the nights that are free nights. Or sometimes it's really reduced after a certain period of time. Great, go to the zoo. Spend a few dollars. You're going to spend more going to the movies. I'm just saying. And a good movie's great. But now with streaming and everything, you can go to the movies anytime you want to. Do something different, right? Find something that, you know, you both have to learn. Maybe it's cooking. I think I shared this before, but I'll tell you again. My husband loves sushi. I learned to like it. Being from Hawaii, it's amazing that I didn't like it before, but I really didn't. But I love it now. And so one of the things we did was we went to a cooking class together to learn to make sushi together. And it was cool because we made the sushi and then we got to eat what we made. And we ordered other things too. I mean, we were allowed to do that. And we learned it all from the sushi chef. I say that three times fast, right? But that's something that we will always have as an experience. And it doesn't have to break the bank, for goodness sakes. You can find very unique things that, you know, you can do together that doesn't cost a lot of money. Liz and Mark decided to join a local cooking class, right? I just shared that. They discovered that they both love culinary adventures. And so now, once a week, they're into making and creating this new meal for themselves, and they test it out. How cool is that? Now, that's just buying groceries, making sure you got the right ingredients, but that's fun. So are you willing to do that? Are you willing to create shared hobbies and activities? If you're not, well, then maybe you need to think about doing it. And finally, number three, you've got to prioritize meaningful communication. Are you talking? And I'm not just talking about when you set down the screen, right? The phone specifically, because I bet you your spouse takes theirs to the bathroom too, right? And if you would admit it, you do it too. I'm guilty as charged. We all do it. Right? And then we sit there and say, oh, it's disgusting. Yeah, it is kind of disgusting, but it is what it is. I mean, I go to the gas station and what do you see? Everybody on the phone talking and they say, you're not supposed to have the phone there because, you know, a spark. Now, I don't know if that really could happen, but my thing is why test it? So I don't take my phone out. I'm weird like that. Plus, I want to get my gas and I want to go. I got places to go. I don't want to be hanging out talking on the phone at the gas station. I want to be on my way talking on the phone. You know what I mean? So prioritize meaningful communication. How are you talking to each other? How are you gathering that information as to what your husband's day was like and really understanding him? Now, I'm not telling you that you bombard him immediately when he walks in the door. He may need some decompression time. I get it. We all do. And we all have to kind of go through whatever we need to go through coming home. We don't always have that opportunity because we may have kids hanging all over us, or we may have puppy dogs. For me, it's a grand dog right now. Yes, I have a new grand dog, not my dog, but it's my son's dog. And anyway, he's getting work done on a place where he lives. And so they can't live there right now, which is fine. So he's hanging out with us, but we have this new puppy now and he's not even 4 months old. So it's like having a brand new baby all over again. And I'm sitting here thinking, Lord, I know why you make us young to have young children. Hence why all my children can have the dogs and they can just come over and visit. After ours have crossed over the rainbow, then I'm fine with it. We're just going to be done and enjoy our kids' dogs because I want to be able to go and do things, right? And that's something my husband and I have talked about, right? Meaningful conversation. We've communicated that. We're getting older. What we want out of life is different than 30 years ago. Yeah, we've been married for 30 years. Kind of crazy. We've been together almost 34 years. Crazy, I know. And sometimes I think, really? Have I learned a few things along those decades? Of course I have. Number one, don't immediately talk to him when he walks in the door. Help keep the kids calm around him. Let him decompress. Get him a Pepsi. And another one on ice. Make sure it's really, really cold. And then go talk to him. And then when he's getting ready for bed, it's not time to have conversation then. Like, it's not time. You just don't do it. Well, Amy and David implemented a daily ritual of sharing their high and low points during dinner times. Maybe for you that would work. Maybe it isn't because you've got all this running around and shuttling the kids here and there. That's fine. But figure out a simple practice that allows you to stay connected where you're not always talking about the kids. Hey, I have five of them. I love them. And now we're having grandbabies and I love them too. But that doesn't mean that that's your whole life. And while it's tempting to get swept away by the vastness of the digital sphere, right? We as married couples, we've got to consciously make an effort to stay in the know with our partners. And you got to figure out how to do that, because let me tell you, your spouse is irreplaceable. But only if you allow them to be. Notice that big but? It's a big but. Your spouse is irreplaceable only if you allow them to be. Because unfortunately, technology gets in the way. Technology may enable us to connect with the world, but it's our commitment to stay connected with each other that truly enriches our lives. Are you willing to put that commitment forward to your spouse? Come on, think about why you said I do. Think about why you married him. I know he's got quirks. So do I. So does everybody else. So does my husband. But you can find and rekindle that love, that spark that's like, yeah, you are kind of cute. Yeah, you got about 100 gray hairs on your head, but gray looks good on you. Whatever it takes, I'm telling you, you can do it. You can strengthen your bond even when you're in a digital age. So find a way to enrich your lives together. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and happy Labor Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.